My guest at this time is Janine Maxson. She is an attorney for Americans United for Life, a pro-life organization based in Washington, D.C. We want to get her reaction to horrifying reports coming out of the United Kingdom earlier in the week suggesting that dozens of hospitals actually incinerated the remains of aborted and miscarried babies, in many cases, to provide energy for the facilities. And Janine, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Greg.
What was your reaction? What was your organization's reaction to those stories coming out of Britain?
Well, you know, it is just appalling to see where society has come to, that, you know, we have disregarded human life so that even after children are born and you have these bodies of these dead babies, which is tragic in and of themselves, that they would be disposed of in such a callous manner. And it, you know, it really harpens back to the images that you think of when you think of things like the, you know, the Nazi Holocaust and just really barbaric actions that people have when they devalue life and degrade life to that point. So, you know, we're incredibly concerned at Americans United for Life. And what's, you know, really amazing with this, too, is that Great Britain is, you know, actually a country that on the books has a less radical abortion policy than we do in the United States. So we're concerned for our own country. We're one of only four countries in the world where you can have an abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy for any reason. The other countries are Canada, North Korea, and China. So if a country like Great Britain that, you know, has more progressive laws regarding life on their books can do this, you know, what is at stake for our country, and, you know, what will we continue to see unless we as Americans speak up and say that, you know, life is valuable and precious and it deserves more than being disregarded and used by others for things such as even energy. It's just really appalling.
Janine, you mentioned the decline in respect for life. Is that something you see precipitously dropping, or is it about where it's always been, and this is just kind of an extreme example of it?
You know, it is an extreme example, but the problem is that, you know, when you're looking at the abortion industry, the big abortion industry, just like in Great Britain and the United States as well, it's so unregulated. There are no regulations that really discuss and deal with how do you dispose of bodies properly. There's only five states in the United States that currently have regulations of abortion clinics in the same manner that you would see of any other ambulatory surgical center. So, you know, you're going to be better protected going in for a knee surgery than you are for a surgical abortion. And in fact, in the United States, veterinary clinics, and often places like tanning beds and nail salons have greater regulations than abortion clinics. So it's frightening. And the reality is, you know, what happened in the UK is so frightening. But you have examples in the United States, too, like Kermit Gosnell, who kept, you know, body parts of babies in his refrigerator of over 70 babies. He was keeping, you know, their feet as mementos. So there's appalling things that happen in our country, too. And these are not necessarily extreme examples. There are abortionists across the United States in at least 29 different states that have been found to have done some significant violation of the law or have had complaints filed against them. So while we would like to think these are extreme examples, there's really, it's the big abortion industry as a whole is a horrifying example of how life is treated both for babies as well as the women going into these clinics.
Janine, you touched on this a little bit, but I think a lot of our listeners, I don't think I understand exactly how aborted children or miscarried children, how are they handled? What's the traditional way to do that? And given the lack of uniform standards across the country, are we sure that what's happening in Britain is not happening in this country?
Yeah, you know, the sad reality is we just don't really know. There's not really a universal requirement for reporting of these types of things within the abortion industry, and you do hear of examples. And that certainly many abortion clinics have incinerators, so babies would be burned after they're aborted. We also have reason to believe that, you know, there are examples where babies have been born alive and then killed and, of course, burned. Or in the case of the late-term abortionist Kermit Gosnell up in Philadelphia, who was convicted of murder of three children born alive. He was, you know, cutting off body parts and storing them and flushing them down toilets, and to the degree where they had to call in plumbers to deplug their plumbing because it was full of aborted baby body parts. So there are horrifying examples, even in our own country, of how these the bodies of these little babies are just mistreated and disregarded, and we cannot be for certain that things like this are not happening within our own borders.
Just a couple minutes left with Janine Maxson of Americans United for Life. And Janine, we mentioned it in the beginning, and also it's part of the reports here, and it's part of this waste-to-energy program in Britain. In other words, it's not just the disposal of aborted and miscarried children. They're actually being converted into green energy. What do you make of those two issues colliding in this story?
Wow, isn't that just a horrifying example of mispriorities in our society, that we would value conserving energy over the lives of children who would, you know, you often hear the phrase that any country's most valuable resource is its children, and I believe that. And wow, aren't priorities just so out of whack? But, you know, it is when you don't have regulations, when you have, you know, devalued children in the womb to be some type of subclass, to where we don't give them the same rights that we give any other children, even though they are living children. This is the natural reality of where you're going to come to, and it just really speaks to the condition that our society has come to when you devalue life from conception. So I'm just really proud of, you know, the Americans, the pro-life America that has, you know, warned the greater community and the countries and the world that this is the slippery slope that we go down when it happens. And it's just tragic that we're seeing these predictions come true. But I do have faith that the voice of pro-life Americans will shine through, and that people will start to stand up and say that this is too far, and it's a reflection of just the natural reality of where you come to when you devalue life to that degree.
Certainly a disturbing story, to say the least. Hard to put into words. Janine, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Janine Maxson is an attorney at Americans United for Life, a pro-life organization based here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.